Well, she was about ready to retire. And I kept telling her how wonderful it was going to be. You know, I was over at her house. Oh, how great, you're going to retire in a year. And we can go out to lunch and sort of pick up where we left off. The kids are about gone and we can practically go back to our adolescence. And and by now she is a completely different person. She's not, we just can't pick up people 20, 30 years later. She is a nervous wreck. And she's talking about lesbians. And so finally I heard so much about it, another thing that I thought I'd better confront. And I said, Vicki, I was never approached by a lesbian. And I think you have to be approached by a lesbian and you have to have a lesbian relationship before you become a lesbian. And Vicki, I was never approached by one. I said, so if you think that that's what I'm trying to get close to you again, I said, forget it. I said, I was always so busy running away from the boys, as you well know. And, you know, I said, you and I dated an awful lot of men. And I said, I'm sorry that there are lesbians. But if that's their thing, maybe, you know, we just have to, I said, I don't know anything about it. You know more than I. And if she says, well, that's the way it is, Gloria, that's the way it is today. There are lesbians and they have their fights and they have their boyfriends, or no, their, you know, their relationships. I said, well, put it out of your head. Let's just be friends without you worrying about the job. So I said, and she's, because she is very heterosexual. Yeah, she is. She likes men. And not having any children, who God only knows, maybe she had affairs. Probably at work. She worked for an awfully long time, about 35 years. And on top of that, she has a hyperactive thyroid, which makes her hyperactive. And probably she had her times running away from all. I haven't heard it all yet because she's only been home a few years. One of these days, it'll all come out. And I'll listen. But I remind her that there was a wife at home. So she hasn't come out yet with it. Because I'm the one that tells her, remember, Vicki, for all the glamorous men, married men, at your job that you saw, that were so well fed and clean and well taken care of, there was always a wife at home who had to do it all, who had to be there when he was sick, and who had to put him back together again so he could be all handsome and dashing at work and keep you girls in stitches. And she says, yeah. And quote me, because all the wives were bitches as far as she was concerned. Because all she talked about were the handsome men, or this one was a doll. She had quite a whirl. And so, and the wives were always bitches. Oh, his wife is a bitch. I mean, it really makes his life a living hell. This is what they tell the girls at work. Mm-hmm. Until the girls get old. Now, Vicki probably, if she had anything going on the side, was discreet, because she was never fired. She worked for 30 years, worked her way on up. And knowing Vicki from the ground up, from the little girl, she was very homely. Very homely, very meek, humble, Mexican, dark girl, and shy. But she was drawn out. You know, she grew up, she developed a beautiful figure, and that hyperactive thyroid makes her look very vibrant. Her eyes flash, but it's all nerves. It's nervous tension. So it's very, very hard on her, because it drains her. So that's why she may talk and she may look bright, you know, you know what I mean, attractive. But I don't think that she really had the health to do anything wrong or, you know, to go follow through on anything. She might think about it, but she hasn't ever told me that she did it. I mean, see a married man or maybe, I don't know, she's just never said anything. So I'm just getting together now. I'm beginning to find that women my age are retiring, or if they're still working, they're thinking of retiring, and they think they're going to just live, you know, go off into the sunset and have fun. And the ones who are home and have been home, like Vicki, she's been home 4 years, she's beginning to really find out that it's not all fun. It's really not. It's dreary to be left with the dirty work. And I'm reminding my husband of that. I said, just don't forget who does all the dirty work. Whatever I have, I've earned, too. And I have to keep reminding him, because that's all pushed aside. And I do, it's getting back to Women's Lib. I don't know how I got off of it. Women need the same kind of laws to protect them as the men have. And the reason why we are so dependent on the men is because the laws have made us so. I would not be as dependent on my husband if I had something going for me. Sure, the emotions and all the conditioning pulled me away and into doing my duty. I had to take care of my kids. I think that there is the real hitch. My mother had that problem. She had her mother who she trusted and took care of her kids in a decent way and kept us from going astray. If a woman could find somebody that she could trust, and this is where the daycare centers come in, and this is where trust comes in. A woman cannot work if she's worried about her family. And if a woman cannot work and build up a pension fund, a retirement fund, and buy a home, and buy her independence, then she will always be dependent on a man. And that man may not want her in the end. And I will say that to any woman, because my husband doesn't want me. He plays games with me. It's kind of a cat and mouse thing. And I've learned to play the game, but I'm mad. And sometimes I get very mad. And he's getting old. And that's all I thought I didn't care until he had his open heart surgery. Regardless of what I say and everything that's ever happened, I cared. I cared enough to cry. And you just can't live with somebody as long as I have lived with somebody and been through all the ups and mostly downs and not feel any emotion. And I'm trying to build up the strength to the parting of the ways, which will come either in death. In my case, I hope I don't know. God would do me a favor to take me now. Really, I'm not saying this in a self-piteous way. But I'm such a coward that I would never take my own life, believe you me. I love life, and I'm a coward, so that takes care of anything else. But if he would just take me fast, Because I've raised my family. They're happy. He wants out. And if he would just give me a stroke, if only we could negotiate with God. Because I certainly wouldn't want to linger, you know, in a wheelchair or with brain damage or be a real handicap. I certainly wouldn't want that. I think that something should be done about that for older people. I think Margaret Mead had the answer to that. And I think she did. I know she did. She followed her own advice. In the end, she must have been in her late 70s. She had cancer for years. And I'm almost sure that she found a way to go to sleep. They call it euthanasia. But she was for it. And I think that she was the biggest and most wonderful feminist of them all. She was everything that I ever, when I read what she wrote, I thought, well, this is me, this is what I believe. But she was much stronger, well educated, and she did an awful lot. Have you read her book?
Not yet.
Well, that's the story of her life. Mm, but certainly you should read some of her literature. Mm. She gave birth to a daughter and gave her her own name. She was that liberated. And the women aren't today. I mean, even though they may talk liberation, but you have to suffer for it. My mother talked liberation, but she finally liberated herself. But there is a certain a trial that you must go through, and I think you're going through it now. It's like walking on coals, I think, or taking a bath in fire to make steel out of you. And once that's in you, once you become that strong, as Margaret Mead became strong, as my mother became strong, as I never did, as I didn't allow it, I don't know, something happened to me that I could not do it. Either I didn't have my mother behind me enough. I needed somebody as strong as my mother, near. The women that I was thrown into in Panorama City were all devoted to their husbands. I mean, living through it, thinking that that was the way to happiness. And it isn't. Here, I hardly could make friends because they were all so scattered in different neighborhoods that I became a loner. And I got acquainted with women 20 years older than myself who had already been through marriages, unhappy marriages. But they went for the money. Mm-hmm. And that was their reason for hanging on, was to come out with money. Now either way, you're going to suffer. Either you go that route and take anything he's got to offer and take it and develop that kind of a shell. That's what I've developed. I've developed some mighty potent shells for the money. And because I can't possibly go out and earn about $800 a week right now. Can you?
No.
I mean, can any woman? Do you know why men make that? I mean, that isn't even very much in their eyes. But $800 a week, That sounds like I couldn't make that kind of money. Mm-hmm. But they help each other. They have the buddy system going. At Lockheed, they have the buddy system. They give each other raises. If they like you, let's give you a better job. There's more money there. They play the game just beautifully. But you see, they're not homosexuals, and they really are. Because they are in love with one another. If there's a pretty one over there, maybe they don't have sexual relationships. I'm being really mean now. But there's this, they butter up to one another. I've seen it. And as a reward, they get a raise. And then they go off and they go golfing. It's all these cute little men things that they do. But they have their wives to keep them from being called homosexuals. I went so far as to call my husband a homosexual because he wouldn't touch me. I'm really being horrible. I don't even know how much of this is going on tape. How far can you go?
You can
manage
it.
Well, yeah, well, I am. He was getting so pretty there for a while. You know, really dressing up and buttering up to his bosses. And I thought, my God, is he a homosexual? Is that how come he's getting all these raises? So I finally asked him, because he wouldn't touch me. And he had a woman, but I didn't know it. So I was feeling him out. And I said, well, what are you, a homosexual? And I guess that's quite an insult to when you call him that. You know, but they're just in love with one another. Didn't you know that?
Oh, I know that.
You should be there. You should listen to them.
I am.
They are really homosexuals. They really are. I will say that frankly. Now, some will have the marriage partnership type of relationship. But outside of being heterosexual, by having a wife and having a certain amount of sexual relationships with their wives, they're really more in love with each other because they like their minds go that way. Especially, I think the war had a lot to do with that because, you see, that was all male and male and male and male. And in the Navy, my dear, I don't think any one of them came out a man. I hope you're listening, man. It was well known that they all became homosexuals. And I didn't want any, when I heard this, and I was thoroughly convinced that they were, because they even had plenty of ways about them, they grew attachments to their own sex. And so, of course, now this has been progressing. I'm sorry to say. But they married to cover up their preference. So this is why we have women's lib. Because they've been playing that foolish, wretched, unhappy game since the war. I don't think that this really was prevalent before the war, because I think that the boys were boys and that we were just depression kids and they were really boys and we were really girls, you know? I mean, we were opposite sexes. But when we were separated during the war and the men were all not the ones that went to Europe. They had a great time with the girls over there. But the ones in the Navy, the ones that went into the Navy and that were put on ships and saw nothing but men year in and year out, and the ones in the South Pacific, I think they could either take men or leave them. I will be very, very vulgar here, because I think the ones that went to the South Pacific became both, from what I hear. And that's what we got. That was our lot. When they came back, they were so mixed up. They didn't really want a wife. They didn't want women. They wanted each other. Not sexually. They just wanted each other's companionship. They wanted their buddies. And we were really hoping, we were thinking that it was my age group thought it, that our men had come home and it was time to get married and start a family. But they had a lot of hang-ups. My husband certainly did, and sexually. And a very mixed up man. And he married me, really, because he didn't have, he knew that he could have his way and not answer to me in any way because I was a Mexican girl. And that's the crime. He should have married somebody who could, somebody like you.
No, thank you.
No, thank you is right. But why didn't he marry his high school sweetheart who could have handled him? Took me so long to get it all out of my system and become disengaged enough to look at it from afar. And I hate to just end up with him now. When I look, you know, if I have other options, I'll take them. But he prefers a company of men. And he will use women. I don't think he would ever marry again. He would just use women. But he prefers to be with his buddies, his golfing buddies, and they just have a wonderful time. But women we always, I run off with my girlfriends. We, by tomorrow I'll have lunch with Stella. But we'll be thinking about what we're going to have for dinner. You know. We always have this. We make our own world. And the men are bored. Don't you think? Do you talk to men at all? I mean, about this? No.
Not in the pulpit.
No. There's been so much research done about men. It's a man's world, after all.
Mm-hmm.
What do women want that you know of? What can you tell me a little? Tell me a little bit. What do women want?
I'm real off the tape. And I'll talk to you off the tape.
Mm-hmm. I know what my mother wanted. She wanted what I want now. Shelter.
Mm-hmm.
Independence. Money. Dignity. And she wanted it all. She wanted children, but she had to get married to have them. You think the time will ever come when women can have children and not be married?
It's happening.
Well, when that time comes, then I think they'll be liberated. And so will men. I think men have been pushing for this for a long, long time. Because certainly my generation wanted marriage. But they didn't want it. My generation didn't want us. And I think that probably your generation, being the offspring of my generation, have picked up on it. I think you understand. There's something that made you see this. Something along the road. Some of the women are hanging on to their dead marriages strictly for the money, and that's what I'm doing. Strictly for the money. He makes a heck of a lot more money than I could ever earn at the age of 56, and inasmuch as he doesn't plan to marry again, I would lose the pension from the fire department. And I would be very poor, because even $300 a month, Social Security, is all I would get. I don't think I would qualify until I'm 62 anyway. So in the meantime, I just wonder what's going to happen. I look for work in case he leaves suddenly so that I could hang on. I'm in limbo. And he is still toying with me. And my son is nervous now because he is going on 26. He hears a lot. He hears the... Well, he's not married. I'm glad. At least he hasn't. He's not ready yet. Maybe he never will be. You think the time will come when the marriage will be abolished?
No. I think it would be a good idea, but I don't think it's not in the best interest of the people who make the decisions, who are all men.
Well, then you go back to the Bible. You know, the Ten Commandments. We're still living by those. Breaking them, but living by them. The hypocrisy of it all. And I don't have any answers. All I know is that I had my mother's example. I do think she was wrong in marrying. But in her lifetime, that was the only way you could have children. And she desperately wanted children. That is why I say, if women want children, maybe they should just go ahead and have them without all that anguish and without being persecuted. But then what kind of society will you have? Children without fathers. Well, I was a child without a father. Well, I had biologically, I had a father, but he was absent. So then I had a stepfather. Women can't do without men. They want men. They want companionship. Yet they want children. And that confuses the children. And that confused me. And I think I ruined my life. And my sister ruined hers. Because she is hanging on to a dead marriage, dead as a doornail. But she lives with my mother, and she works, and she hates her husband, but she tolerates him, and they just get by. As far as, I don't know of a happy marriage, a truly happy man-woman friendship type marriage. I don't know of any. And I know a lot of people who have been married 35 to 40 years. They finally have overcome the romantic part. They go into, if they don't have children, they get very busy accumulating property or money. And money, right? Or they have children and get very busy with their children. And then go further apart. And then, of course, reach the point where we are at that I dreaded immensely, but I have to face it now, where we are just facing each other and not having anything to say to one another. Except digs. And now I'm digging at him, too. Don't think I don't, because I am. And I think my son is unhappy. I think he's picking up on it. I think my daughter, my second daughter, probably too, has picked up on it. I think she is going to go out now and form another kind of life for herself. She may never marry. She may be liberated because she doesn't want children. And that is really the true liberation. You cannot be truly liberated with family. Not if you want to save your children. And you cannot escape motherhood. And when I say motherhood, I mean taking care of an innocent child. You know, if there's any decency in you, you're going to worry about that innocent little child. And there is where you are going, women are going to have to find a way of raising a family and work without guilt and faith in the person who's helping them with their kids. If they are divorced, they have to have faith, like my mother did and her mother. I didn't have that. So then we come in, yeah, I can come into another hitch here that may happen to me. My oldest girl is married. Her husband's getting restless. She has two children. She's very aggressive. I only wonder how much longer she can take what he is beginning to, what he has been doing, and that is independent from the word go. He goes fishing with the boys, camping.